Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of critical minerals for global economies. The participants are Professor Pradeep S. Chauhan, Center for Economic Studies and Planning, JNU, and Rituraj Barua, journalist.
We'll be talking on the issue of critical minerals and its significant importance and strategic relevance in the current global scenario. So here we have with us Professor Pradeep S. Chauhan. He is with the Center for Economic Studies and Planning at Jawaharlal Nehru University. Professor Chauhan, welcome to the program. Starting with, we would like to know for our audience and for us, what are these critical minerals? Why are they so significant and have come to limelight in the past few years? And what is its importance in the context of Indian economy?
It is the right time to discuss the importance of critical mineral, because globally we are discussing about that. And in the last BRICS meeting, our Prime Minister has also give insights about the critical mineral. Why critical mineral become so important? Because in the 21st century, some time ago, we have oil, which was supposed to be liquid gold. Now it has been replaced by the mineral. Why it has been replaced by the mineral? Because of the transition to clean technology, digital technology, electric mobility, and advanced defense system. These all have made these specific mineral very indispensable. I mean, without these critical minerals, these all modern development cannot go forward. That's why they are called critical and very strategic mineral. What are the strategic or critical minerals? These are mineral, if I say, they are essential for economic security or economic growth, national defense, clean energy, and high-tech industry. Critical minerals which are very important are lithium, cobalt, graphite, nickel, rare earth elements, copper, chromium, tungsten, titanium, and platinum group metals, etc. So because they are very scarce, the substitution is very difficult. Substitution means if can we replace one particular mineral with other, that is very difficult. And geographic concentration of supply mean there are few countries where this concentration is the highest. If I say that this about the rare earth element, 80% of rare earth element find only in China. So that is the geographical concentration. So why these minerals strategic today, as I mentioned, because of energy transition, defense and aerospace, digital economy and supply chain security. So on the backdrop of all the development happening all over the world, India has given a lot of importance to this, because India has a critical situation about these strategic minerals, because in some critical minerals which are very important like lithium and cobalt, almost 100% imports is being done by India.
Professor Chauhan, exactly as you said, almost 100% is imported from India, and also you spoke about the dominance of China. In this context, only our Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke at BRICS summit, where he emphasized how diversification can be done and weaponization of these critical mineral supply chain doesn't take place. How do you see this particular strong statement and standing of India at BRICS?
In the recent BRICS meetings in Brazil, Prime Minister Modi have actually raised a very, very important voice about this critical mineral dominance. And he initiated this mission that we shouldn't be dependent on some particular country. So Prime Minister Modi asked all the BRICS countries and other global South countries that they should have this South South solidarity in critical minerals. And BRICS also have taken a very important initiative and talk about the new institutional framework for critical minerals, similar to OPEC, oil producing exporting country. So India can play leadership role in shaping the governance of this global mineral trade and prevent the manipulation by the monopolists. So for that, our Prime Minister Narendra Modi talked about this critical mineral alliance, which is a very, very pragmatic step if the BRICS decide to start it. And because Prime Minister Modi said it will be a non-exploitative and equitable trade, we should have some kind of mechanism, some kind of initiative, so that some equitable trade framework for critical mineral can be developed through joint ventures, sovereign agreements, and logistic corridor with BRICS country.
Right. So, Professor Chauhan, as you speak about leadership of the Global South, during his latest visit, Prime Minister Modi, in his Namibia visit, there was a major emphasis on critical minerals that was on the agenda. India's High Commissioner to Namibia, Rahul Srivastava, he spoke about Indian PSUs sourcing uranium, which would obviously help in our nuclear energy targets. Let's listen to India's High Commissioner to Namibia, Rahul Srivastava, what he had to speak on India's critical mineral push along with Namibia in its bilateral relationship when he spoke with Akashwani correspondent Aparna.
Critical minerals, that's a priority. Many of our PSUs, they are interested in investing in critical mineral sector and also heavy rare earth sector of Namibia. So that's one area we're looking at. Our total investments now are close to $850 million. US dollars in Namibia, and should some of the PSUs come, and the areas that we are looking at apart from lithium, it's graphite, molybdenum, chromium, copper, even gold. These are some of the areas that we are looking at. Also with Namibia, we would have talks on sourcing uranium from Namibia because Namibia is a good source of uranium, and we have an agreement with them which happened in 2009. Unfortunately, supplies haven't taken place, but good time to start discussions on this, and I hope shortly we would be able to get uranium also from Namibia.
Professor Chauhan, when we see these bilateral relationships, Namibia is a major player in the sense it has got resources. Countries like China already have their presence in Namibia and other countries in Africa. How do you see this India's efforts to diversify its sources expanding to countries in Africa and other places to counter this dominance by other countries and secure minerals for its own utilization in India?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's recent visit to these countries, including, you know, Namibia, is very, very significant and well thought, because the African country, they welcome India and they want that there should be cooperation with India. Namibia is one of them. And why it is a very well thought and very important visit by our Prime Minister? Because Namibia is a country which have third or fourth largest uranium producer, supplying around 10 to 11% of global output. So, and when we talk in India about this nuclear, you know, energy, which India is installing very fastly, and in the last budget also, we talked about this clean energy, nuclear energy. So we need uranium because we have a problem of getting uranium from NSG, that is nuclear supply group, where China doesn't want that uranium should be supplied to India. So from that point of view, cooperation between Namibia and India is very important, because we can have a uranium from Namibia, which can be a game changer. Similarly, in other minerals also, like lithium, cobalt, and even rare earth, they have some in Namibia. So from that point of view, a visit is very important, and that partnership, critical mineral partnership agreement, which India did with Namibia, can be a game changer. And the country will be benefited not only in the nuclear energy mix, but in lithium, cobalt, and rare earth elements. And in future, you can see that this cooperation between India and Namibia can play a very, very important role.
India has been taking several steps in these lines, including the National Critical Minerals Mission. Let's listen to Union Minister for Coal and Mines, G. Kishan Reddy, what he had to say regarding India's progress in achieving self-reliance in critical minerals.
Majboot mineral ecosystem, vikasit Bharat ki 2047 ke liye. ये सेक्टर बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है। आज हम मिनरल सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भरता प्राप्त करने के लिए भारत का ही नहीं ग्लोबल डिप्लोमेसी का सक्रिय रूप से आज उपयोग करने का निर्णय हुआ है।
Professor Chauhan, when we talk about critical minerals and self-reliance in it, National Critical Minerals Mission was approved by the Union Cabinet in January this year. What is the current status of India's own reserves of these critical minerals? And how do you think we could achieve this ambitious goal of being self-reliant in them?
Yes, India is taking multiple proactive initiatives to secure access to critical minerals, to reduce import dependence, and to support its ambition in clean energy, defense, high-tech industries. So these initiatives include like the domestic exploration and international cooperation or partnership in the critical mineral, and policy reforms, as you mentioned, about the critical mineral mission and capacity building. So this national critical mineral list, if you see first time in India, it was released and it included 30 minerals, which include lithium, cobalt, nickel, rare earth, graphite, gallium, titanium, tungsten, etc. So some reforms are also taken regarding these critical minerals. And India has initiated many its ventures to find out even domestically where India can have more critical mineral, as like regarding lithium, we have a good news. Like in J&K at a place called VSC, we had 5.9 million tons of lithium was found. We didn't have even a 1% of lithium in India. Total dependence was on import. Now it's really very heartening news that 5.9 million ton were found in J&K, and still it is being assessed that more deposits can be found in Karnataka. Some news are coming. Similarly, as regarding the cobalt, regarding the nickel, we have started more exploration in Jharkhand and Odisha. In graphite, we are already among the top 10%. And large deposit in Jharkhand, Odisha and Arunachal Pradesh, we have a good amount of deposits. Regarding the rare earth elements, we have some news coming from monazite sands in Kerala, from Tamil Nadu and Odisha. Although we have yet to be tapped that potential, but some news are there. In some critical mineral like the chromium, we have very high reserves of chromium in Sukinda Valley in Odisha. We have bauxite. If you see, India is very rich in bauxite, found in Jharkhand, Odisha, Chhattisgarh. It is also used in clean technology and defense. Some presence of tungsten in Rajasthan and Nagaland. So we have presence of almost all critical minerals. But again, we have to give more importance, more, you know, attention. And we should have make such a comprehensive policy for the R&D, research and development toward this, and the exploration. We have to start at a very large level, one mission of exploration, these all the minerals in India. So definitely with the collaboration with other countries, as our Prime Minister mentioned in the BRICS, not only about the Critical Mineral Alliance, but other sovereign agreement he mentioned with Brazil, with Russia, so technology transfer, all these definitely help towards this domestic exploration, as well as for some continuous supply of critical minerals from other countries, so that the country can achieve its target of Viksit Bharat in 2047.
Thank you, Professor Chauhan, for your deep insights on this very important and significant subject of critical minerals and its strategic importance in the current global scenario. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on significance of critical minerals for global economies. The participants were Professor Pradeep S. Chauhan, Center for Economic Studies and Planning, JNU, and Rituraj Barua, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.